The state plan copies a new federal arsenic standard that the Bush administration briefly put on hold. The new standard would cut by 80% the allowable amount of arsenic in wells. Northeastern Wisconsin has the most serious arsenic problem in the state. DNR Water Quality Chief Don Swales says a key reason is continued development in areas with a lot of naturally occurring arsenic.
And the continued drilling of individual private wells, each time one of those is drilled, air goes into the aquifer and exposes this layer of rock that's in the aquifer to oxygen, which then releases arsenic, and then that tends to migrate through the system.
So, as development continues, Swales expects additional problems with arsenic. Under the DNR's plan, the state's 700,000 private well owners, including many homeowners, would not have to clean up high arsenic levels. But DNR hydrogeologist Bill Phelps says the owners would have cleanup options.
They could replace their well. They might put a deeper well in that with more well casing. Or there's treatment devices also available that the Department of Commerce has approved that remove arsenic from your drinking water.
Phelps says for some private wells, there may be money from a well compensation program to help pay for cleanup. For public wells, such as those owned by cities, businesses, school districts, and mobile home parks, the state has a low-interest loan program or two. But the DNR concedes for some wells, arsenic cleanup won't be cheap. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.